Today is August 6th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover the voice escalation pattern that's helping AI coding agents avoid the proof of concept graveyard, a token cost benchmarking story that exposes a marketed savings claim as an actual cost increase, and a multi-agent orchestration trade-off where an 80% headline savings figure collapsed to just 7.1% after quality rework. Start with the number that should get every board's attention. Gartner projects agentic AI will grow from under 1% of enterprise software in 2024 to 33% by 2028. That's not incremental adoption, that's a category-defining shift. But Gartner also projects that at least 30% of generative AI projects will be abandoned after proof of concept by the end of 2025. And McKinsey's 2024 State of AI research points to the same root cause: inadequate governance and oversight of autonomous actions. In other words, the technology isn't the bottleneck, control is. That's exactly the gap two hackathon demos analyzed by Deep Learning AI appear to close. Both are built on Anthropic's Claude Code, AFK, skill paired with a voice calling, vocal bridge feature, and both demonstrate a coding agent that runs unsupervised and only interrupts a human when it hits a genuinely irreversible decision. In the first demo, an agent named Echo ran an entire multi-workstream launch project end-to-end, positioning, campaign copy, technical build, and escalated exactly once, on a fork between leading marketing copy with value versus price. In the second, submitted to the 7-day Voice AI Builder Challenge, the agent independently fixed a routing error, a tabs versus spaces inconsistency, and a typo without asking anyone. It escalated only when a validation bug fix across 5 checkout handlers forced a choice between a backward compatible patch and a breaking refactor. That single call reportedly resolved a production risk decision in about 3 minutes versus a multi-hour async ticket and Slack baseline. Treat that specific figure as directional, not as a validated service-level agreement. These are hackathon proofs of concept, not benchmarked production deployments. What makes this reusable rather than a cute demo is the escalation design itself. The agent doesn't ask an open-ended question. It packages a decision card. Here's option A, here's option B, here's the risk trade-off for each, and here's my recommendation. Then it logs a transcript and a decision record back into the project history so the audit trail looks the same whether a human or an agent made the call. The strategic play for your board is to stop evaluating agentic coding tools purely on model quality and start evaluating them on escalation design. Specifically, whether reversible actions like copy edits and variable renames run autonomously, while irreversible ones like pricing commitments, breaking API changes, or production error contract changes trigger a mandatory human checkpoint with a timeout and a fallback to an async ticket. That's the governance layer that turns a flashy pilot into something that survives contact with a real production environment. Now to the tooling landscape. Because vendor claims here need the same scrutiny as any procurement pitch. Anthropic's Claude Code, covered in a free CodeCamp course by former Amazon and Microsoft engineer Eric, now ships a /goal command that runs an evaluator in the loop mode, capable of cloning a reference web application from scratch, plus a 9-step fix ticket, skill that chains issue tracker retrieval, automated bug reproduction, multi-agent implementation and review, QA verification, and a final Git push handing off only the last QA gate. It connects to Jira, Slack, Stripe, and GitHub through the Model Context Protocol, which is essentially a standardized connector layer replacing custom integration scripts. Community-built skills, including a 70-rule performance skill for Vercel and React, are now distributed through a marketplace called skills-.sh. Before your engineering team installs any of these in a repository touching sensitive data, treat them as unaudited third-party code, full stop. On the OpenAI side, Codex and ChatGPT now bundle autonomous browser control, scheduled tasks, and model tiering. One creator's workflow routes complex reasoning to a premium tier and simple edits to a cheap tier, specifically to avoid burning through a fixed weekly quota. That's a cost governance pattern worth copying directly if your organization is still paying flat per-seat pricing without any task-level routing. You're very likely overpaying for simple work. And in video generation, Minimax's H3 model now ranks first globally for AI video editing and top three for text-to-video and image-to-video, per independent benchmarking from Artificial Analysis, producing native synchronized audio at 2K resolution. A real jump over its predecessor, which capped at 1080p with no native audio at all. Minimax also claims under one-third the cost of comparable Western models. That claim is unaudited. Validate it with your own pilot before you commit budget. Because the next story is a case study in exactly why that caveat matters. Here's the trade-off every finance leader evaluating agentic infrastructure needs to internalize. Anthropic published a technical write-up documenting a 64% token cost reduction while retaining 96% output quality achieved by using an orchestrator to coordinate multiple smaller sub-agents instead of running one large single-context agent. An independent replication using a different sub-agent model showed an even bigger first-pass number, 80% cost reduction, $1.22 versus $6.29 for a comparable single-agent run. But the output quality on that first pass was materially worse. Fixing it took two additional revision cycles and roughly 53 minutes of extra runtime, and once you account for that rework, the net realized savings fell to just 7.1%. The lesson isn't that orchestration is bad. It's that raw token counts lie if you stop measuring too early. Orchestration wins when sub-agent outputs are cheap to verify and cheap to rerun. It loses when reaching acceptable quality requires multiple centralized revision passes, because that rework quietly eats the savings you thought you'd banked. The strategic play for your board is to mandate quality-adjusted cost per task as the metric in any vendor pitch, not the headline token reduction percentage, and to require validation on a second, differently sized dataset before anyone signs off on a production rollout. That same discipline is exactly what caught a separate marketing claim red-handed. An independent tester benchmarking a viral context compression technique, one that encodes context as an image to shrink token usage, found it was marketed as a 70% savings play. In actual production representative testing, it increased costs by 31%. Meanwhile, a much less flashy, simple output compression skill delivered a verified 41% cost reduction with no asterisks. The gap between those two outcomes is the whole argument for building a lightweight internal benchmarking dashboard, tracking input tokens, output tokens, runtime, and dollar cost per task before adopting any efficiency claim you didn't verify yourself. One more governance note worth flagging to your platform team. Claud Code's four autonomy modes range from cautious planning all the way to a bypass setting that skips permission checks entirely. The explicit warning in the documentation is to never enable that bypass mode on any environment touching production data or secrets. There's also a documented context rot effect, where model accuracy degrades as context window usage climbs, with a recommended intervention around 50% usage. Pair that permission discipline with mandatory transcript logging for every agent-executed decision, so an agent's call carries the same audit weight as a decision made in a recorded meeting. So here's the risk and opportunity pairing to carry into your next planning cycle. The opportunity is real and it's large. Agentic coding is heading toward a third of enterprise software by 2028, and McKinsey's broader productivity research still shows 20 to 45% gains in software engineering workflows, with GitHub's own data showing task completion up to 55% faster with AI pair programming. The risk is equally real. 30% of these projects get abandoned after proof of concept, almost always because nobody designed the escalation and governance layer before scaling autonomy. The boards that win this cycle won't be the ones with the flashiest demo. They'll be the ones who insist on decision card escalation protocols, quality-adjusted cost accounting, and independent benchmark verification before a single dollar of savings gets booked as real. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.